we're going to dive into the world of Airbnb. Airbnb, the short-term rentals, changed the way we book travel, and now some people are arguing it's changing our neighborhoods too. The short-term rentals were easy to book and created a side income for anyone renting out their place. But in Detroit and other cities, they've struggled with how to regulate Airbnbs and how they might affect property value. Because of this, Detroit City Council member Janae Ayers has been spearheading an ordinance that would regulate the amount of Airbnbs that can operate in the city, saying, quote, "From noise to blight to trash, the guests were disrupting the fiber of the neighborhood." And there's at least one group working to challenge that proposed policy. And to talk more about this issue, we're joined live in studio by Annalise Frank, a reporter with Crane's Detroit Business, who recently reported on this topic. Annalise, welcome to Culture Shift.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's dive in and break down kind of the main ingredients of this story, right? What are the issues that cities like Detroit are having with Airbnbs in their communities?
Just like you said, you know, Detroit is not the only city struggling with this, for sure. And so Councilmember Janae Ayers has said that for years she's had residents complaining about nearby Airbnbs in neighborhoods and you know, complaints ranging from disruptive parties to, as you said, trash, and to more kind of holistic issues like affordable housing being disrupted, and you know, her argument there, and some reports, you know, have portrayed that you know, basically Airbnb units take housing off of the market, you know, possible rental housing off of the market, and contribute to driving up prices. So those are the things that she has said she's thinking about and kind of been looking at for a couple of years here, but recently introduced you know, some proposed rules that would that she says would, you know, regulate Airbnbs, but not shut them down completely. She doesn't want to call it a ban on Airbnbs.
And I think that's what has made this such a buzzy story. People have been really paying attention to it, not only because of Airbnbs being in the locations that they are. They're in neighborhoods. It's not necessarily like hotels, which you normally see located downtown. So if they bring a little noise or disruption, that's kind of expected in the downtown district, but not so much in like a quiet neighborhood in the North End, let's say. Now, there is a group that is called Sharing Detroit, and they're a group of Airbnbers that use their property to rent out these rooms. What are they saying about these regulations?
Yeah, so this is a group that, you know, says it's composed of property owners and, you know, managers and even contractors who clean Airbnbs. And they have issues with the ordinance because they basically say it would kill around 85 to 90% of Airbnbs in the city. There's somewhere around 900 units currently. They have a couple specific issues. The ordinance would put a limit on how many days a year you can rent out your Airbnb, 90 days. They say, you know, in order to make a living or in order to make the money an Airbnb host needs, they need to rent it out more than 90 days a year. And then, you know, a huge chunk of the ordinance is that the proposed ordinance, of course, is that you have to actually live in the unit that you're renting out. You have to be, you know, the primary resident of that unit.
That's a big focus for Councilmember Janae Ayers, because it's not that she's targeting specifically someone that's living in a house and renting out a room on Airbnb. She's kind of taking problem with someone that might own 10 properties, doesn't live in any of them, and uses them exclusively as Airbnbs.
Yeah. So actually, in a recent change to the proposal, if you live in a house and just rent out one room, you know, your head's still on the pillow at night, but just somebody staying in your guest room, you're actually exempted from the ordinance now. You don't have to pay the fees. You don't have to register. That's what I've been told. And you know, at the same time, someone who, you know, buys a condo or a house in Detroit and rents it out and doesn't live there, they would be subject to these rules, the fees and such. And so it looks, you know, it looks like she's targeting, you know, out-of-state investors or kind of, you know, larger actors as opposed to someone just renting out a single room.
So when we look at these short-term rentals, is it an example of cities really struggling to keep up with kind of the tech-oriented gig economy, right? Airbnb is not necessarily brand new, but from a city's perspective, it does seem in the past 2 or 3 years, cities like Detroit and around the country are really trying to wrestle with how they make these short-term rentals work when they're dealing with issues like affordable housing, when they're starting to deal with more quality of life issues, especially here in Detroit, where they're saying we need to pay attention to what these neighborhoods are going through, the noise levels and litter and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely an example. It's a, you know, an economy that can sort of exist in Detroit without being regulated per se, you know, and there's a partial ban on the books right now, but it's not being enforced. And, you know, scooters come to mind. I mean, those kind of were just dropped off in the city and people scooting around. And Detroit had to kind of respond to that. And some people from the Sharing Detroit group or people who are, you know, advocating against the ordinance say that it's kind of, you know, short-sighted. It doesn't really look to how the gig economy or this kind of, you know, like e-commerce and the, you know, these sites like Airbnb and Vrbo, which is another platform like Airbnb, you know, how they benefit a city, contribute money, allow people to see the city in a new way, kind of just extend what people can do here. You know, they would probably say that, you know, the city is underselling how change like that can benefit the city.
Now, you brought up the hot button topic of the rentable electric scooters. This Airbnb policy is also becoming quite a hot button topic as well. But when we actually look at the ordinance, there's nothing currently on the table to make these regulations a reality. Right now, it's a lot of bluster.
Yeah. And I think that's really important to note that this is, you know, Jhené Áires has proposed this ordinance and it, you know, is still in committee. It still needs to, you know, be approved out of committee. You know, that's you know, the normal process, and then go to city council for approval. So, you know, and from then, then it would need to take effect. So it's pretty far out. And you know, Councilmember Áires, when I talked to her last week, was very careful to say this isn't happening quickly. They don't want to spring this on anyone. And you know, that calls to mind this sort of like this partial ban on Airbnbs that the city council passed in fall 2017, which kind of came as a surprise, and Airbnb is kind of like, whoa. There's a little bit of scrambling after that, and it isn't being enforced, as I think I mentioned earlier, but I think there's an effort to make things a little bit slower here.
That's Annalise Frank. She's a reporter with Crane's Detroit Business. She recently wrote about some of the issues facing Airbnbs here in the city of Detroit. We've clearly got a long way to go before they are possibly banned or regulated here in the city of Detroit, but lots of people talking about this topic, so we wanted to bring it over the airwaves here on Culture Shift. Annalise Frank, thank you so much for joining us here on Culture Shift.
Thanks so much.